I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live in Flowery Ranch. Drew Butler, Steak Shapiro, thanks so much for being with us. After a couple of rough days of weather, Monday and Tuesday, yesterday they brought him inside. Indoor practice facility, not the case today. It's a beautiful day out here. Sparse crowd, obviously families getting back in town from Atlanta as what I will call a painful stretch of weeks trying to get football season. It feels like it's here, but it's really just a tease. We talked about that incredible Labor Day weekend. We're still a long way away from Texas and Ohio State at 12 noon, even farther from Thursday night. Who do the Eagles open with on Thursday night football? Do we need to look at that schedule? Normally I would know that in 2 seconds, but we're a long way away from the NFL opening up as well. So
is it not the Chiefs? Is it not a rematch in week one?
I will tell you in just 1 second. But regardless, what's this like for the players?
Long days, man. Long days.
It's the Cowboys at Philadelphia, Thursday night
there
football.
There you go. Cowboys at Philadelphia.
But these are long days, right?
Yeah, these are the dog days of training camp. Obviously, times have changed so much, even from when I was playing, which was relatively lighter than when, you know, the guys in the earlier 2000s were playing, where it was true to us. I mean, you'd practice in the morning, you'd have meetings, you'd go back out on the field and practice again. Those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah,
training camp was way longer. These guys are up here for two and a half weeks now. You break, you're back into the facility. This is different because the Falcons are at their facility. But
still a ton of film work and a
ton of
time,
film work,
but not
long days,
grind.
Walkthroughs. You're installing everything. Obviously, the guys at the bottom of the roster are looking over their shoulders every single day when so the guys from upstairs are coming down because, you know, it is just a constant rotation of guys at the bottom of the roster as these front offices are trying to get their 53 set moving into the season.
So no Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks started last night. I did not stay awake for it, but it's the Buffalo Bills this season.
Oh, that's right. So my point was no Hard Knocks highlights or anything we have seen. And in season, they're doing the – is it the NFC East? I got
to
check.
I'll have to check that right now, but I did not know.
I mean, obviously,
the
most compelling part, and it's uncomfortable, is trying to figure out – well, it's not uncomfortable to figure out who's going to make a team. Storylines of people – on the back end of a roster desperately trying to live out their dream.
Absolutely.
But then the cut, you know, they've tried to nuance the respect of how you cut guys and what's on film and what's not on film and that type of thing as well. But there's a lot of those stories out there right now of guys desperately trying to make a team, make a practice squad, continue their football career.
Yeah.
You know, there's not single A, double A, triple A in the National Football League. Not a lot of options, not a lot of places to go. So,
100% correct.
Yeah. All right. Let me go to my Twitter account if you can, because I just posted this. So I have a buddy in town. He's staying at the beautiful Belly Yard Hotel in Midtown. Known him for years. You know, working a business together, and was my roommate in college. And he gets picked up last night. He got dropped off at Chops.
I'm watching. I don't have the audio right now, but I'm watching.
Well, you don't have to watch him singing, but I am curious about the song selection. So he was picked up by Waymo both ways.
Interesting.
Calls an Uber. Car pulls up. Comes up on his Uber. There's no driver. Gets in the car. Drives in the Buckhead. 12-minute ride. Last night coming home, perhaps he had a couple of cold beers. I asked him, what was the experience like of Waymo? And how many – have you done Waymo yet?
I have not done it
yet.
Dude,
it's crazy that a car pulls up with no driver. You get in that car. 15 minutes later, you're dropped off. People are freaking out about it. I ask you if you've done it before. Tell us what was your experience. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you enjoy not having to have the rhetoric, not having it have a driver?
How do you control the audio? Just log
so
into
they
the
give
app
you
on your new, phone?
So there's a screen that pops up in the back seat.
Okay.
And they give you options about air conditioning.
Sweet.
They give you options about, temperatures, obviously. Then they ask you what type of music you may like to hear.
Yeah.
Entertainment, the whole deal. He had some fun with it. He put on, that's him singing Let It Go.
The Frozen
the
song?
Car. Yeah, the Frozen song. Point being, Would you feel good about your kids being in a Waymo? Do you like the fact that, you know, if you've eliminated having to worry about a creepy driver? Does the idea of this technology scare the hell out of you in terms of, you know, I assume, I just didn't think it would happen this fast. He had both rides both ways, did not request a Waymo, both ways, did not have a driver. It's like something that you think, you know, when we were growing up saying someday there'll be driverless cars, I don't think we thought it would be 2025.
So it was first and primary testing facility for both the cars, production, and the technology is in Tempe. So they were all over the place 10 years ago. In Metro Phoenix, Arizona, Waymos have been everywhere for 10 years.
In Arizona?
And I've never taken one. So, I've never done that.
Bo, have you been in one? Is anybody listening? What do we think about it? My buddy's like, it's just so relaxing.
Yeah.
Maybe $2 more, but no tipping.
Yeah, that's
right?
Great.
You don't have the pressure of that going on. There's something, I don't know. There was something calming about the experience. I said, what was the drive? I don't know the roads well enough. But obviously, you're going the speed limit.
Right.
Now, it takes away, you know, I have a buddy that drives us on occasion named King Ron, who is, I've talked about him before. King Ron is a guy that SEC championship game, he tells you, meet me down this alley off of Marietta on the backside of a one-way street, and I'll get you out of there, you know, 75 minutes faster than anybody else because I'm going to take the back ways. That's not the answer with Waymo. But if any of you have taken it, are you intrigued by it? Are you down with it? Are people freaked out?
I think it's important to understand the technology that powers these things, the amount of cameras and sensors that are on the car, the fact that if they see an emergency vehicle with sirens and or flashing lights, it picks up on that, slows down, gets out of the way. I mean, the technology is absolutely incredible. I am very intrigued by this. I continue watching this video on a loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild, is it not, man? Bo, you got a thought on Waymo and driving Waymo, and does it freak you out at all?
I was trying to stay away from them for as long as I could. So you're saying that if you just order an Uber, you don't get a choice?
Dude, look at my go to my Twitter. Dude, it shows up. He did not request it.
Oh, wow.
Now you could turn it down. Dude, look at it's about 10:30 at night, and he's in a car with no – it looks like it's a spaceship, and he's – driving home through Buckhead into Midtown, no driver. He's in a Waymo. And if anybody else been out there, I don't know if we have any calls on it, but I don't know, man. It's just, you know, this is just the start of it. You know what they're saying? There's all kinds of 10 years from now, what our highways are going to look like, the amount of people that are driving or not driving. You know, already we've talked about Uber and what that has done in terms of drinking and driving. I've said it's the most underrated lifesaver in the history of the world that never gets enough credit for the fact that there was a conversation, forget about our parents, who never even thought about it until Mothers Against Drunk Driving. That wasn't even like a conversation.
Yeah.
Not to mention like the conversation in college about which guy is sober enough to drive. Right. Or designated driver. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Now, have you rode in a Tesla Cybertruck? Or a newer Tesla,
no.
The automatic driving
right.
That can power those things to where, honestly, you don't even have to be paying attention.
So
if your eyes look down, the car shuts off the automatic driving.
But
you have to be at least looking forward because the sensors see your eyes, hoping that you're making sure that you still stay paying attention to the road.
And that's to prevent somebody from getting on their laptop
right.
And doing 2.5 hours of work
yes.
On a drive to 30A to say that's not what we're built for.
Yes.
Right? Because otherwise... That's exactly what could happen. People would literally watch movies, do their work, just engage with no respect for the road in front of them. But the technology is very similar.
So speaking of 38, we were down in Destin Memorial Day weekend. We had played golf. My friend was driving his Tesla Cybertruck. After golf, he says, watch this. Before we throw the car in reverse, he types in the address that we're going back to. Stake, he puts his hand up, and that thing starts backing up, reversing. Going out of the parking lot, in 10 minutes we were home. He never even touched the steering wheel.
Yeah, that video was just wild. And he got it both ways. He sent me a video on his way, and then he sends it coming back at night. You know, they obviously, the level of research and technology is beyond, right? There's no reason for someone to say, it's not safe. In many cases, it's way safer
Correct.
Than Listen, it the whole AI, the whole Waymo, all this stuff. I was listening to a podcast. I think it's Sam Altman, who's the guy that created ChatGPT.
OpenAI.
And they said, any of this stuff scare you? And he says, yeah. There are a couple of times I've gone to ChatGPT, and I realized there's no human that will ever be smarter than that, no matter how highly intelligent
That's
you are.
That's why Mark Zuckerberg is paying compensation packages upwards of $100 million to get the OpenAI guys over to Meta. $100 million plus. That's professional sports franchise contract level for technology.
The technology
and Mark Zuckerberg's
guys,
like, I need that.
Need
I'll pay
guys.
For it. Yeah,
yeah,
come over
like
to us.
It's like going to sign Juan Soto.
Yeah, I need that.
The
I'll pay
deals
you.
That are being made to be ahead of AI and understand it, that stuff scares me more than anything.
When people need stuff, they oftentimes find a way to make it work.
Yeah, and I was just reading that same piece. Anyway, if you have a thought on it, Charles, we'll go to you coming back. Anybody else with Waymo or any of this technology that's freaking you out, 404-726-0929. A couple of things that we come back. Can we talk about the golf tournament
you
were at?
Absolutely. Raised a ton of money.
Drew Butler was hobnobbing at a level that, frankly, I don't think I've ever seen anything like. I've never been at. We'll talk about that. Also, a viral video from Steak and Drew Butler that exploded overnight.
Oh,
what
my
was
goodness.
It?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. And lots more on the way. Live at Falcons on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Drew Butler. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate you spending time. We're live at Falcons and Flowery Branch. We're going to hear Ryan Neusel, who was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, who allowed him to go say goodbye to Drew Dolman, I guess it was, right? You can't sign everybody, can't bring everybody back. Big
yep.
number. Bears go and get him for Caleb Williams. We'll hear from him coming up in a little bit. Also, conversation about Waymo and how you feeling about that. AI conversation came up, ChatGPT, all this. Is Charles still there? Does he want to chat? And I got a couple of notes from our social media as well. Hey, Charles, you're on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. How you doing, buddy? Is he ready to go? What do we got? All right. Charles, you there? Right there. Hey, Charles, what's
hey.
Happening, man?
Hey, so I've never been in a Waymo, but I am a truck driver. One time I had to drop off a trailer over by Villa Rica, fully autonomous driving trucks. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead. Tell us the story, buddy.
Yeah, so these things, man, is literally just like the Waymos. They have sensors all over, and they literally do everything. They turn, they merge, they slow down. They do everything by itself. There was two drivers in it, but they're just taking notes. And the guys say they literally just sit back and they don't do nothing.
So let me ask you this. I just got on social media. An Uber driver said these guys are eventually going to put us out of business or help take jobs away as an Uber driver. As a truck driver, do we feel like that technology is getting to that point as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, maybe not now, but for sure in the near future, I would say, you know, 5 to 10 years, this thing is going to be a huge percentage of the business because all these companies, all the top companies are investing. The Pepsis, the Amazons, the Cokes, all the companies are investing billions and billions of dollars in order to, you know, get that rolling in a larger scale.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that when I put it out there. Thanks for the call. How is this not going to put the job of truck driver in duress?
Look, my brother-in-law is an executive for a trucking company, a big logistics trucking company, and they spend a lot of time meeting with these producers of these autonomous vehicles It's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about tractor trailers, 18-wheelers, precious cargo, freight.
I get it.
How they're going to be able to do that, unloading, getting them on the road. But it's certainly coming down the pike. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Any way you can uncover efficiencies and find ways to streamline, you know, the world of logistics, you know that they're going to invest heavily.
Imagine the meetings they're taking where they're talking about over a five-year span, the savings, the opportunity, the lack of now the liability that goes away with drivers and all of it. Really fascinating stuff to kind of think about. I would tell this to any young person, whatever classes you can be taking on AI, whatever you can learn to be out ahead of, however you can figure out what occupations will thrive and which ones are going away, and the latter is what scares me, how many positions become obsolete based on artificial intelligence, and just learn what are folks going to be hiring for in 10, 15 years?
When I was at a leadership conference at Stanford University out west, there was a professor who does a class on AI talking to us, and he said it's not so much about losing a job to artificial intelligence. He said you're going to lose a job to people who know how to utilize artificial intelligence. You got to educate yourself on how you can bring more to the table, and really it's just an understanding of what do I do? How do I prompt this? What questions do I ask? How do I position myself better to then be able to do more?
Yeah, because the guy sitting next to you is in his early 30s and you're a 47-year-old or middle management, that person understands how to navigate AI to make them better at their job that you don't, because they're utilizing an intelligence that you simply haven't figured out. All of a sudden, they're going to vault ahead of you in terms of value. And it's,
we've talked about it ad nauseum in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas. Yeah. I've been throwing in stuff to ChatGPT on that. Where should we go? Give us an itinerary. I've got eight guys who have never been. They want to be cost conscious. I mean, it is a travel agent right there for free.
My wife, we were looking at my 60th birthday for next summer. I need a house near the beach on Cape Cod. It needs to sleep four, but it needs to have a big function room available.
Yep.
It needs a deck with a grill, but preferably needs three full baths. Then they come back with four houses. Then they say, well, how would they do in terms of supporting a live band if you want to have one in the backyard?
Exactly. What are
they narrowed it. She just kept narrowing it, narrowing it, and finally just produced two houses and say, this meets all the criteria that you just asked for. It took her like 74 seconds to get to that point.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ryan Neusel yesterday. How important is the center position? Obviously, I mean, we all know what happens when you have the Todd McClure's of the world, right?
Right.
When you have the David Andrews.
Old minds.
Right? Ryan Neusel got in last year, afforded himself well, and talked to Dukes and Bell yesterday just about his opportunity now. First off, though, what about what's happening on both sides of the ball, the scuffles that have been breaking out?
Yeah, I mean, it's just camp scuffles. Happens everywhere. But obviously, when a few of those break out, then it's like, okay, this next play, like, we got to go. But on both sides of the ball, like, can't have, like, a little scuffle break out, and then everyone's, like, elevated, and then one side really beats up on the other next play. Everyone gets a little elevated, you said.
Also talked about Michael Penix Jr., the connection he needs to make with his young quarterback, what that means in terms of the success of the offense. He talked to Carl and Mike about that.
No, it's good. Penix is very vocal and very on top of things, so it definitely helps. And then just being able to relay stuff, like if the snap's just a little bit off, just telling me to get it right and get it going.
How important is depth on the offensive line, especially when you realize that Ryan Neusel was the backup?
Yeah.
So at least you had this. There is going to be a serious injury for the Atlanta Falcons. How do I know that? Because it's called the National Football League. The question that we can't answer is, where is it going to happen? How's our depth behind that position? Is it at the quarterback position? That's why you keep Kirk Cousins. Is it at the receiver position? That's why you want multiple weapons. Is it, you know, Bijan missing a few? Why is Tyler Algiers? It's really, you know, all the analysis and sitting here goes out the window when you realize a lot of these organizations are going to be dealing with massive injuries, especially at the quarterback position. Another thing he was asked by these guys who did a great job is, how much did last year help?
No, it was good. I mean, starting the year as a backup, obviously you have to be ready for any events that happen, anything that goes down. So I got called on, and I was fortunate enough just to be able to fill the role for the time being, and I was very fortunate just to keep things rolling.
And fortunate for the Neusel family to be a starting center at some point in the NFL get paid like it.
No question. I mean, even more so than depth, and this is pretty obvious to state, but the experience that this Atlanta Falcons offensive line has together is huge. Yes, you start looking at the depth. Storm Norton's a backup. That's great. He's got experience. You start looking at the depth. You know, you got Lindstrom. Obviously, he's a starter. He's one of the
Lindstrom,
best in the league. I mean, those are the guys.
Lindstrom, Bergeron,
McGarry,
Matthews, McGarry, who now signs.
It's a top five unit in the NFL.
No doubt.
It's a top five unit in the NFL. Now, if you stay healthy, that's a whole other ball game. But Penix going into this season, having those guys in front of him,
a
guy like Ryan Neusel, who, by those cuts right there, a great communicator, helping out with the pre-snap reads, identifying the mic, getting everybody in position, going out there and playing.
He's good enough that you just re-signed him. You drafted Bergeron, a starter day one.
Stud.
Chris Lindstrom, the best at his position. Jake Matthews, another regime, obviously down the line that drafted as well. And now to be able to have Ryan Neusel in the mix as well. You can't overstate the
And then
value.
You got Mike Johnson telling us about the rookie from Wisconsin taking tons of rep yesterday.
Yeah. If you didn't hear earlier in the show, was it Jack, I don't know, seventh rounder out of Wisconsin? That's what you're here for. Give me the guy's name. Jack Smith or something? I don't know. Let's do our belly up. We're going to give you an opportunity to talk.
Jack Nelson.
Jack
Thank
Nelson.
You.
I knew it was some, Thank you know, you. Some All-American name. Jack Nelson out of Wisconsin, 6'8", seventh rounder. Looks good yesterday at practice. You got 2 minutes to tell me where you spent your weekend, because this just sounds like I had FOMO at the highest level.
Yeah, I was up in Boston, Massachusetts, Hingham, Massachusetts, with my dad. We were honored to be invited to the Sean McDonough Celebrity Golf Tournament. They raised over or just about $850,000 stake in 24 hours for research and care for patients with cardiac amyloidosis up at Brigham Women's Hospital in Massachusetts. But when I say it was star-studded, it was about as star-studded as possible.
Your dad spent 3 hours drinking beers with who?
Bill Murray and Charles Barkley.
Wow.
Joe Buck was there. I spent a lot of time with Joe Buck. He's the best. Mike Breen, bang, he was there. Of course, Sean McDonough. Laura Josh Rutledge, so she's from ESPN as well. Gary Streisky, he was up there. Taylor Twellman, who's a stud golfer. Matt Ryan, greatest player in Falcons franchise history.
How does Matt Ryan golf's game look?
He's a stud. Him and I had a nice little sporty match on Sunday.
You went head-to-head with Matt Ryan?
I went head-to-head
with
two.
One of the best golfers anybody's ever seen.
He's very, very good golfer.
And
I went head-to-head. I had to birdie the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th hole just to get out of there with my shirt on.
Wow. Dude, that's some
hitters. It was an absolute blast.
How much weight has Charles Barkley lost?
He looks fantastic. He looks absolutely fantastic.
You want to know what Ozempic looks like, dude? That dude looks like a different. Have you seen the photos he has? You got to see.
You know who else was there? Eric Crouch, Heisman Trophy winner from Nebraska. Yeah. Phenomenal guy. How many times do you think he rushed the ball in college?
140.
648 carries in college as a quarterback.
Hey, how good a guy was Bill Murray to drink beers with?
The best. Bill's awesome. I heard they're starting a FaceTime stretching routine together to make sure that they continue to be in good shape.
Kevin Butler and Bill Murray?
They said they're going to do morning FaceTime stretching routines together. That was the word on the street.
That's very cool.
So thank you, Sean McDonough, for inviting us, and they raised a ton of money. It was a great event.
That's some cool folks you're playing.
And Billy Andre. Love Billy.
Oh, the best.
He was there. He almost made a hole-in-one.
A gem. Serious?
Almost made a hole-in-one to win private jet time. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, let's do our three strikes, get you caught up on Falcons camp. Practice going on. I'm going to head out there in a little bit as well. It's Drew Butler and Steak Shapiro on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got some time left. We got a lot of time left here. If you want to participate in three strikes, I'll give you that question out a little bit. trying to figure out what we're not letting you know about in the sports world or beyond of any significance. We talked about ESPN. They're now have acquired the NFL Network and Red Zone, which really doesn't affect you, whether it's on YouTube, DirecTV, or wherever Red Zone is, you'll be able to find it. The NFL does now own 10% of ESPN, valued at like $30 billion, so $3 billion deal to get 10%. They're going to try to increase the value of ESPN, and that deal happens between two behemoths in the sports world. The ESPN app is going to become the ESPN. Is it the app? What do you call it?
Direct-to-consumer.
Consumer product. Yeah. Direct-to-consumer product.
Called like ESPN Streamer or something like that.
It's whatever really hard it's going to keep up. Fox is going to have their own. How do you watch your sports? How many different places? Then all the different gambling sites where they'll try to send you to, you know, if you want to gamble on games, here's our site, but then here's how to pay to get, you know, where it's going to be streaming. I know huge frustration from NFL fans, even baseball fans. You hear people freak out when the Braves are doing the 11 a.m. Apple game, which is once a year. You know, they're like, they can't find it, right? Well, multiply that by 100 in terms of the NFL and college games that all of a sudden may end up somewhere where you don't have the paywall. You're not past the paywall. So I guess that's worth mentioning.
Speaking of ESPN, NFL, obviously we just talked about Boston, and I was up there. I spent some time with Joe Buck, and he's just the nicest guy ever. And I'm like, dude, you're going to have Falcons game, week six, Bills, Falcons. He goes, doubleheader weekend. We've got the Bears against the Commanders. So we'll have the two team on Monday Night Football, Buffalo at Atlanta. It's a 7:15 kick on ESPN.
So that'll be...
Usually it's Lewis Riddick, probably Steve Levy, maybe Orlovsky.
Yeah, it used to be Herb Street, but now he does the NFL games on Thursday nights. Is Al Michaels still... Is it still Al Michaels?
Al Michaels and Herb Street on Prime, yep.
On Sunday, it's
Tirico and Collinsworth. And Monday, it's Buck and Aikman.
It's hard to keep up. It's all there. A couple of other things. Are you watching this Hunting Wives thing? You've heard about this?
No.
Oh, yeah, dude. Everybody's talking about the Hunting Wives on Netflix.
The Hunting Wives?
Is that, I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
What are they hunting, animals?
They're hunting really hot girls that are having a lot of activity.
Interesting.
Girls with high school kids who are mommies. Like, everybody's talking about this show. Pure trash, pure entertainment.
Wow.
Crime, the whole thing.
Wow.
So that's something you may want to put on the red get Jackie registered. Maybe a co-viewing opportunity.
I mean, right? we did a flyby on the Howard Stern news that broke last night.
So
I mean,
is that Sirius
XM is canceling the Howard Stern show. It is official. It is all over right now. They have canceled the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, $500 million deals. He's been there 15 years. He signed three of those. So do the math. Some are saying it's the politics that alienated too many listeners. Others would say he's 71 years old.
Yeah.
Others would say you can't pay anybody $500 million. He brought a lot of people to Sirius. I don't think that stock does very well.
No, it doesn't. He's always talked about that on here.
Yeah, so that's big news. He'll come back and have his – he's always talking about whether he wants to renew or not. He's the biggest talent in radio history, whether you like him or not. And now that is over. Sirius Satellite have to figure out another way.
I got into Stern big time when I was in college. I've been a Sirius XM subscriber for a long time, but I probably haven't listened in 8 to 10 years.
Is that just because he's just...
He just got away from what I enjoyed the most.
Right.
You know, obviously one of the greatest interviewers of all time.
Yeah, I mean, if you get away from the politics, just listen to the interviews, that's going to be hard, especially if you lean right because Howard's so far left. But again...
But even like the really outrageous comedy sketches that were just so on the line or over the line, to me, that was highly entertaining.
Well, yeah, I mean, he rewrote the radio landscape. There's never been anybody like him. He was on terrestrial radio and number one in every market.
I know,
crazy. New York, Chicago, Philadelphia. He was everywhere. Atlanta's the only market that he did not get syndicated. Here's our three strikes question. Georgia Tech announcing a whiteout for their Clemson game, which is week three, I believe, which is a noon start on the third weekend of the season, if I'm not mistaken. Your favorite uniform in all of sports?
Ooh, good question.
Favorite uniform. It doesn't have to – I didn't say the best uniform. Could be your favorite. So it could be the dogs coming out of the tunnel in a night game, right?
Yep.
With a certain combination of pant and jersey.
I tell you what, the Falcons throwback with the red helmets is very, very clean.
Your favorite uniform in all of sports. Your favorite selfie in your phone. You just showed us a selfie of you and Barkley. Where that guy doesn't even look like how young does Slim does he look, dude? How incredible, Barkley. Yeah.
It looks like he's gone backwards 10, 15
so
years.
So at that tournament, you know, there just comes a time and a point where I'm looking around. Everybody's so nice. I just said, you know what? I'm getting my phone out. And I just walked around and just got a bunch of selfies. Yeah. Is that bad,
no.
good, indifferent? Got to do it. Got to do it.
And the ESPN personality that you always enjoyed as ESPN signs his deal. I don't care if they were barely a reporter. You just enjoyed seeing him on there.
Those
Maybe it
questions.
Was a lead anchor, Patrick and Olbermann back in the day. Any ESPN personality that you always enjoyed. Did you see Jeff Passan go at it with Doug Minkowitz, I think it was, on Twitter? Minkowitz said something about Passan, talking about a guy that was traded at 230. He goes, now we get this genius essentially telling us that a 230 hitter had great value or blah, blah, blah. Jeff Passan goes, you were paid to hit a baseball. I could never do that, like you just mentioned. However, you're not paid for your brain, which is even more evident. And he just goes in hard, no holds barred against. And they go back and forth on Twitter. Jeff Passan does a good job.
Yeah, he does.
Mina Kimes does a great job. A couple of those NFL guys really enjoy. So an ESPN personnel you always enjoyed. The favorite selfie you have in your phone, and what is your personal favorite uniform is all sports. Listen, the Hawks have done a phenomenal job over the years with their throwback unis. I mean, last year's was it was kind of purple esque. You know, my wife says I'm colorblind, kind of. She wears
the Hawks City Connect uniform you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. She had a jacket. Every single place she goes when she wears that jacket, somebody says something. So, favorite uniform in sports, selfie in your phone you love, the ES personality you always enjoyed. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Let's do our big game of the night brought to you by John Foy and Associates, I believe. Correct, Amundo. I don't know. I guess we got to talk about the best record in baseball is the Brewers. We're trying to beat them for one game, right?
Trying to beat just them. One.
Yeah.
Just
dude,
one.
It's a grind, dude. I have a
button. Are Braves fans done? Are they disinterested?
Well, that's obvious. I mean,
they're done.
When you say
are you going to see a big decline throughout August? You got to go all the way through September as well.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the battery's going to get hurt.
And they're not even fielding. I mean, this is literally a AAA lineup.
It really is.
I mean, look at last night. And by the way, Jerkson Profar out there in the outfield, he's a disaster. Did you see that hit over his head last night? Completely misjudged it. That Jerkson Profar signing is such a hot mess right now. By the way, the matchup tonight.
It's actually on Fox Sports 1 tonight.
Okay.
Or whatever that's worth. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot with the Braves record, although the Brewers have the best record in all of baseball. 404-726-0929. Talk about that as well. Obviously, the NFL stories that matter to you. Shedeur Sanders going to get the start.
It's important, you know. I mean, these are the opportunities that you get when you come into the NFL. You only get so few of them, so he's going to have a great chance to go show his word that he can command the offense. Again, so much more than just throwing the football or handing it off. How do you manage pre-snap? Are you getting guys in the right position? Are you managing the play clock? Situational football, if he goes into a two-minute or four-minute offense, that's what he's going to get evaluated on from the Browns, but also from 31 other teams across the National Football
League. If somebody hadn't been following that story and just popped back into the good old U.S. of A., and asked you, hey, Drew, can you explain to me why Shedeur Sanders plummeted to the fifth round? What's the very simple answer? Is there one?
Too much baggage is simply what I would say. I mean, I have no idea. I'm making an assumption. It doesn't make sense with the production that he had in the NFL, but
I mean,
maybe teams just did not want the extracurricular noise that was going to inevitably come with him, which is no fault of his own, really.
It really feels like the NFL owners and GMs got together. I mean, I know it's
Shedeur's got the rap career, quote-unquote, but plenty of guys in the NFL do that stuff. So, like, that's not something that's uncommon.
Deion obviously turned folks off when he said, we're only going to go to certain teams. The NFL.
Plenty
like,
of dads
adorable.
Do that. But
know,
it's prime. But it's prime. Right? So, like, he moves the needle. And I think
is
good,
he gonna
bad,
even
or indifferent.
Get a chance to be Tom Brady and say, like, I have all these guys on my hit list, and I'm going to go be a star,
hey,
and I'll never forget having to wait five rounds.
Here's the beauty of the NFL. It is truly a meritocracy.
Right.
If you can play, you'll get your chance.
Right.
And if Shedeur can play, he'll get his chance.
And listen to the way Brady said, I was the fifth. He was the fifth string quarterback or fourth string He was third string the year he took over and they won the Super Bowl. He started as a third stringer behind Bledsoe, and there were one or two other guys. He said, you have to treat every single snap.
It's so true.
You get 14 snaps in practice. You need to make those 14 snaps the most clean, pristine, absolutely on point of everything you ever do in your life. That's how you have to approach it. Same thing he said at Michigan, which was like, listen, this is the only way that you're going to get another chance and another chance. Shador has to do that, certainly in the preseason game.
I'll throw Matt Ryan and I had a great conversation over the weekend, and it was about essentially that. He said one of my favorite sayings that I brought into every meeting room that I went to is TSVE, time spent, value extracted. Spend the time here. Let's extract the value together. Other than that, don't waste my time.
That's a great
don't waste my time.
That's a great message for a CEO or a manager.
Yeah.
We always say grief versus gross. How much grief is this going to cause, and is it worth the gross that's coming on the other end of it? But that's another one. Like
time spent, value extracted.
Yeah.
Spend the time. Let's be intentional and get something out of
it. The time we're spending, we're not going to get enough value for it, so let's not spend time on that particular area. All right, let's play three strikes. Hey, Kareem, what is your favorite uniform in all of sports?
Big shout out to my boy Steak and Drew. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, Kareem?
What's up, fellas? I'm going to go with the 80s era Hawks, man. Neat, man. Something about them 80s era Hawks.
I like that.
The best selfie in your phone, your favorite.
Well, hey, man. I got one of me and Mitch McConnell. I don't know how you lean politically.
That is a unique one, bro.
All I can picture is that dude who does the Mitch McConnell imitation.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Matt Friend.
Matt Friend. Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny.
The ESPN personality you always enjoyed.
Big shout out to our girl Hannah Storm, man, Westminster.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
still
absolutely
making it happen. She has the Sunday Sports Center. Solid.
Her husband's Dan Hicks on NBC.
Does all the big turns.
Kareem with the Mitch McConnell shout out. That was not on the bingo card.
No.
That's phenomenal.
James in Kennesaw. Hey, James, what's your favorite uniform in all of sports?
I got to go with Drew and the Falcons throwback with the red helmet.
Oh, yeah.
What's the favorite selfie in your phone?
It's one of my middle son and my baby at the hospital when he was born. My middle son's making this silly face that middle kids always do.
That's perfect.
The ESPN personality you've always enjoyed.
Oh, R.I.P. Stuart Scott.
Legend.
Absolutely. Thank you for the phone call. Anybody else, Bo? We got to rock and roll here, my friend. Hey, the 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, pressure washing at the highest level. Am I seeing you Friday?
I'll be there Friday.
Friday,
are we here? Are we in studio?
No.
We're
finally back in studio. So, not that I don't enjoy my 60-minute jaunt out here. Always nicer when it looks like today.
I must say, I mean, it literally feels like an October morning out here when it was 9 a.m.
Yeah. Now, this is a great day. So get out of work early. Go hit some tennis balls. Hit the pickleball court. Go to a driving range. Enjoy this is a tease, right?
Yes.
Get back to the 90s.
Yes.
Remember what opening day? I've been to some games in Athens where you're literally sitting out there in the sun side of the stadium.
Questioning everything.
I'm questioning why I'm not at Paloma, the sports bar up the street, right?
Absolutely.
Actually, usually I am. So thanks, Slim. Thanks, Bo. Thanks, everybody, for helping out. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your morning. Have a great one, everybody.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.